Welcome to our deep dive today. We're exploring how organizations can, you know, really weave themselves into the fabric of a community, creating value that goes way beyond just their core business.
Exactly.
We're looking at a pretty compelling model for fostering these connections, and it's all backed up by some concrete numbers.
That's right. We're digging into sources today that really shine a light on how deliberate engagement can transform spaces, both commercial and residential.
Yeah.
It's about building that sense of belonging, you know, and opening up real, tangible opportunities.
Not just for the people in the buildings, but for the whole neighborhood.
Precisely.
So it seems like it all starts at that grassroots level,
right,
where people are actually working and living day to day.
Yeah, absolutely. The sources show this unique approach, kind of blending tenant events, local engagement, and these curated partnerships.
Okay, tell me more about that. Integrated experiences.
Right. What's fascinating is that focus on integrated experiences, things that genuinely build community.
Mm.
So for their commercial properties, for example, they did these spectator suites.
Spectator suites.
Yeah, like dedicated viewing parties. Think big events, U.S. Open, the Paris Olympics, things lots of people connect with.
Ah, okay. So not just random parties, but tied to wider cultural moments.
Exactly. And these weren't just, you know, fun little get-togethers. They drew in over 770 tenants.
Wow.
And got an 8.5 out of 10 satisfaction rating. That's pretty high.
That is high. So it's about turning these everyday spaces into, well, hubs, places for shared moments.
You got it. Memorable moments. And that shared spirit, it also extends into giving back.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. The donation drive seemed really successful.
They really did. Mobilized a lot of support. We're talking over 500 pounds of clothing donated, over 229 blood donations facilitated, more than 800 diapers collected.
That's substantial. And the backpacks, too.
Oh, yeah, the backpack drive. They prepared and handed out over 200 backpacks for kids in New York City shelters.
So these are like direct contributions, real support, creating opportunities for people who need it.
Absolutely. And if you look at the residential side, it mirrors that. Property managers are organizing like 2 to 4 events every month.
2 to 4 a month? Wow, what kind of things?
All sorts. Cooking classes with local chefs, volunteer events like reading to kids.
That's variety.
Yeah. And looking across both residential and commercial in 2024, the numbers stack up. 155 in-person events total.
Okay.
88 people participating in volunteer activities.
Oh.
And 24 exclusive discount partnerships with local small businesses.
So that's creating direct local opportunities, boosting those small businesses too.
Exactly. It's all interconnected. Deeper connections, local opportunities.
Right. But the impact isn't just sort of contained within their own properties, is it?
No, not at all. There's this philosophy they mention, doing good and doing well means doing better, which seems to guide their investment in the vitality of the whole surrounding neighborhood.
Okay, so investing outside their walls, what does that look like in practice? What's the economic ripple effect?
Well, that's a great question. The sources point to some big numbers here. Over 1,650 construction jobs created.
1,650.
Okay, and a pretty significant 33,200 square feet of retail space specifically provided for local small businesses, helping them thrive.
That's a major injection of opportunity right into the local economy.
Definitely. And then there's the direct financial commitment. Over $3.5 million donated in 2024 alone.
Wow, $3.5 million. That's a huge number.
It really is. Going to various mission-driven organizations shows how a larger entity can be a powerful force, you know, impacting lots of different community initiatives.
Helping different causes flourish, that's clear.
And interestingly, this idea of community, it also extends internally.
Ah, within the organization itself.
Right. The sources really highlight these focused efforts to make sure team members feel valued, supported, empowered, fostering that sense of belonging inside the company, too.
And that internal focus is just as vital, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes sense. So how did they do that?
Well, things like internal recognition programs. They mentioned one called the Rexies Awards.
Yeah.
You know, celebrating employee contributions.
Okay.
And specific initiatives like a veterans exhibition. That honored 13 veteran employees, fostering connection, storytelling. Powerful stuff.
Yeah, really personal.
And their employee resource groups were active too. The Women's Initiative had 6 in-person events. The Mosaic Committee held 5. All about building those internal communities.
Shared experiences inside the company walls.
Exactly. And what's also quite insightful is their investment in professional development. This isn't just feel-good stuff. It directly impacts careers.
Right, creating opportunities for their own people.
Precisely. In 2024, 51 employees went through a full professional development program assessment, PDP. That's a key step for career growth.
51 people. Okay.
And their property management certificate program. It has 13 people in it right now, with 28 graduates total since just 2022.
So a real demonstrable investment in their team's future. Clear pathways for advancement.
That's how it looks, yeah.
So pulling this all together then, what does it really mean for you listening in?
Well, it seems like a really clear illustration of how deliberate engagement backed up by, you know, measurable actions can build genuinely thriving communities,
mm-hmm.
both inside an organization and out in the wider world. It's about creating belonging, yes, but also opening doors to real opportunities.
Exactly. This deep dive really shows that community isn't just some abstract feeling. It's a tangible outcome. It comes from strategic action, and it fosters both that deep connection and real-world advancement.
So maybe a final thought for you to take away. How might tracking the specific numbers related to engagement and opportunity in your own work, your own endeavors, mm-hmm. reveal some unexpected insights about your impact?
Yeah, definitely something to ponder as you look for your own ways to connect and contribute.